You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the very first 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for January 4th, 2009. And let's spend some time in this podcast welcoming the new 11th Doctor, Patterson Joseph. Okay, let's not. Listen, I loved the rumors about him. I thought that his role as the Marquis de Carabas in Neverwhere was a perfect illustration of what a good Doctor could be. And I thought he'd be a good contrast against David Tennant and Christopher Eccleston. Instead, we're getting Matt Smith, and at first glance, that doesn't seem like a brave choice, and it certainly doesn't seem like a contrast. He seems like a younger David Tennant, and that's problematic for me. But let's take a closer look. Thanks to the wonders of YouTube, This American was able to see the Doctor Who Confidential. And based on the range of roles that he showed in those clips from the various other series, okay, he's got decent range, it sounds like. He seemed to be authoritative in spots and playful in others. Okay, potential there. Now let's go to the interviews. And one thing that I noticed was, talk about his thought processes just seeming to run all over the place. His hand movements were erratic. He was wandering down some rhetorical alleys here and there. It suddenly occurs to me that, unlike David Tennant and Christopher Eccleston, we could be getting the alien Doctor that the Tom Baker fans have been asking for some time, while still being young enough and approachable enough to be welcoming to the kids who are the heart of the Doctor Who audience. So, there's potential here. We've got 15 months before we see him on television. Let's not stew over the possibilities of whether he's the right Doctor or the wrong Doctor. Let's see what Stephen Moffat saw in him, and more importantly, let's see what Stephen Moffat expects him to do. Next time on the 2-Minute Time Lord, we look back at The Last of the Time Lords, the Series 3 finale, and why the Master's decision made perfect sense.